Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I wonder if we were taking an average of 100 people that moved in with each other for the first time. When did you realize at what point it wasn't going to work? Was it the first month? Was it the first 6 months? Was it the first night?
I've been living with Bart for almost 20 years, so we haven't hit that point yet. Or at least he hasn't. He hasn't disclosed that we've hit that point.
I've only lived with a woman once in my life, and in full transparency, I knew the first month.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't
what was
work.
It?
We were just completely opposite as far as just how we went about dealing with the apartment. I'm very clean, neat, tidy. She was the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find any of my stuff anywhere because she would move it and not know where she put it. And I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
I moved in with women that I knew wasn't gonna work before they moved in. But that's from my therapist. So Messy Mikey has moved in with his girlfriend for the very first time. How is it going, man?
I did it. It's been about a week and a half. I hate to be delusional here, but I... And it's not good for content, but I can't find a thing to complain about.
Damn,
I am living in paradise.
Well,
I know it
dig.
Sucks for you.
Let's start digging.
This is where it all goes downhill now that you put it out in the universe.
Yeah. But no, we've run into a couple small road bumps, like decoration, because my room at home is my favorite. It's like a circus. I got junk all over the walls, and that is apparently not going to fly here.
Oh, so your interior design style is circus.
Junk circus,
okay,
yeah.
Junk circus.
Circus of junk.
Okay. What is her interior design style?
There are also two different kinds of circuses. Is this the circus that comes in for the weekend and then bolts, or is it the one that stays in town?
It's the bolter.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
It's carny chic.
Her design is... Let's spend money on absolutely worthless things like a blanket holder and a shoe rack. The shoes can go on the floor. The blankets can go on the couch. But instead, let's get some big, chunky mm-hmm. things to fill up some space. But
how many pillows do you have on the bed now?
Oh, boy. We just got a bizarre pillow where it's like, it's the size of the whole bed. I don't know how to explain it, but just know it makes me mad.
Yeah.
It's too big.
It's annoying.
It's
okay.
Too big. If I'm sleeping on one pillow, she's 4 feet in front of me.
At some point or another, I don't know how it happens, but the they bring in these pillows, these decorative pillows, for you, and it takes longer to take the pillows off and on the bed than it does to make the bed.
It's so annoying.
It is.
What are you supposed to do with them when you actually sleep?
It's the worst. I don't even sleep with a pillow. I sleep right on my face. So, but... The other day, someone gave me a mini refrigerator, and I was so happy because I've been getting thirsty at night, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put my mini fridge right next to my bed. Then I got night waters all night.
Night waters?
Night waters.
And
that's a new one. How does that differ from day waters?
These are just dire circumstance, like you're okay. Out of breath trying to get
Why
water.
Why can you not leave that giant water jug on your nightstand?
I finished that within an hour of being asleep. I eat and drink in my sleep. So if I'm eating pretzels all night, I'm drinking water all night.
Plus, it's not like you live in J-Lo's mansion. It's a studio apartment. So going from your bed into the kitchen to get water?
It's 6 feet away, but it's so cold. If I could stay in bed and get a water, whatever. We're getting too into the weeds here.
I go to the bathroom 4 times in the middle of the night.
Basically, I wanted the mini fridge. That got shot down pretty quick.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But this past week, I got a couple big wins. I got 3 posters on the wall, and I hung up my guitar. So I got Billy String, Sturgill Simpson, and a Willie Nelson painting. So I'm happy about that.
So when you say posters, are these posters just raw dogging it on the wall, or did you get them framed?
Good question. I've never had a frame in my life.
Of course not.
These are beautiful frames. My mom did a fantastic job.
I knew this is
feng shui.
Yeah. Right. When you said you put posters on your wall, I'm like, there's no way your girlfriend let you just raw dog those posters on the wall.
And let me fill you in on this, too, that you don't know.
Yeah.
Is... yes, you have your three items that are now hanging on the wall, but the exchange rate for those three is about 30 to 1. So she pretty much has the rest of the apartment because she's allowed you the three.
You're right, but I am very happy with my three. Another problem I'm running into. So we move in. On the day that we're moving in, we have zero couches. We have nothing of that sort. There's a man next door moving out same day. Shout out to Rom. Rom says, I have a couch for you. We're like, all right, I don't know if this can be a piece of junk. What? We throw them in there. Turns out, I don't know what this means, but I assume this is going to ring a bell for you guys. West Elm recliners.
That's the good stuff, man.
That's real good.
High end.
So we got that.
You lucked out, man.
Yeah, big time. We got that. And then my friend's mom gave us a, what is it called? Alan Ethan?
Yeah. Or Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen, a blue suede couch.
Damn, bro.
So this is bringing me to my next problem is I'm getting almost like imposter syndrome. I am too comfortable and I'm living too above my means. I don't deserve either of these things. I deserve a lawn chair right now, but I got West Elm.
And a beanbag?
Yeah, and a beanbag. I mean, beanbag is even pushing it. But yeah, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose all motivation because I can just go home and lay on a nice fluffy couch and do nothing.
Right. This is where it starts This is where it starts.
Don't get too comfortable.
Like, what do you do about that?
Nothing. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was gifted to you. The Lord gifted you. West Elm, take it.
I need to spill wine on it or something. Something needs to happen. It needs to get infected with bugs. Like, it is way too nice for what I need right now.
But two of you guys are doing absolutely great. No tension at all.
No.
Great.
I guess what happened to me this morning? Woke up, strawberries and eggs in a smiley face pattern.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Can you believe
you
that?
Good one.
It ain't gonna last long.
Right.
Enjoy it while you can.
I'm not expecting that every morning, but smiley face eggs, you just can't beat that. Waking up.
Yes.
Come on.
Good for you, man.
Thank you. I'm living life.
Good to hear.
Thanks.
Good to hear.
The Burt Show.